Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The presidential contest. Right now, it appears that Donald Trump will face Joe Biden, the president of the United States. The Washington Post, with this eventuality in mind, gives us both sides of the story, always. And I'm struck by a 4,000-word essay appearing in the Washington Post in these last days by Michael Cranish, a national political investigative reporter, author of, among other things, Trump Revealed, about a 25-year-old event. This had to do with 1998, not the president himself, then Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware, but the president's younger brother, Jim, and Jim's wife, Sarah. In conversation with a man named Scruggs, a very famous attorney at the time, subsequently jailed for bribing, but at this point, most involved in a case that brought the tobacco companies in the dock and would lead to eventually billions of dollars of compensation for the damage tobacco does to smokers in the world. There was a piece of legislation before the Congress, before the U.S. Senate, that would have moved this story and, according to Mr. Cranish, made Mr. Scruggs a lot of money. Mr. Scruggs noted that Joseph Biden, the senator, was reluctant, was skeptical about passing the law. Therefore, and here's the part that's tricky, therefore, Mr. Scruggs is said by the Washington Post to have had conversations with Jim Biden, running a consultant in Washington, and his wife, Sarah. I welcome Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online and my colleague and co-host, Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, because the story at this point becomes a mystery. I could not find a crime, but then again, Andy's a veteran of the Justice Department. They see things that an ordinary citizen does not. Andy, a very good evening to you. You write of this at the National Review Online. You're puzzled, as I am, a 25-year-old event that does not seem to have a crime attached to it. What do you make of this story of how, at some point, $100,000 changed hands between Mr. Scruggs and the Biden couple, and then Shazam, then-Senator Joe Biden, either changed his vote or came to a conclusion that he should vote for the legislation? Good evening to you, Andy.
Good evening, John and Thaddeus. Well, I think it's... to me, John, the most intriguing thing is why the Post is running with the story now. As far as the events that happen, there's a context for this that we've in the last 10 months seen a lot more of, which is that people line the Biden family's pockets with money, some of them foreign interests, some of them other interests. And accommodations are made for those people in reliance on Joe Biden's political authority. So to the extent that the Post is fleshing out that this is a pattern of behavior that goes back a long way, whether or not it's prosecutable, and we should add here that the statute of limitations has so long run on this stuff, it's not worth parsing whether you actually have or could have a bribery offense. It's the pattern. It's the money goes to mainly Joe or Jim or Hunter Biden. And then people get accommodations from Joe Biden. What they're buying is obviously access to his political influence. And we have a number of instances. I imagine we'll probably have more as time goes on of the people who were paying the money getting benefits out of having the attachment to Biden. So that's the upshot of the story as it kind of folds in with what we've heard the last 10 months about the Biden family business. To me, the intriguing thing is why now from the Washington Post? Because I would just point out that these facts are not new facts. As you've pointed out, John, in your description of them, a lot of this stuff was vaguely known years ago. And I would think that Biden has won enough elections since since some of these facts, the major parts of these facts and his connections to these corrupt people in Mississippi, he's won enough elections since then that he must have thought he had put that in the rearview mirror and it wouldn't rear its head again. Yet here it is. And then the other thing I would just point out is a 4,000 word report takes a long time to put together. And they could have published it, especially given the age of the factual things that were covered. They could have published it pretty much any time they wanted to. And yet they picked this time when Biden's numbers are crashing and when a lot of that has to do with the immense evidence of self-dealing that's come out in the last 10 months. I think it's just very interesting for the Washington Post, part of the Democratic Party's Praetorian Guard, to decide this is the moment to come out with this story.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Yes. Well, Andy, it is the giving season. So maybe it was a spirit to place this colon switches in his stockings. Andy, when you look at this story, it is relatively very old news. But in the story, you're really seeing more of a smear campaign, aren't you? There's really no direct link that Joe Biden had done anything in response to his brother receiving that money, correct?
Well, he did change his position. He did a pretty severe 180. He was one of the biggest naysayers against the tobacco settlement. And after the money got paid, and Scruggs obviously wanted him to change his position, lo and behold, he did not only change his position, he became one of the major advocates for the settlement. Now, I think, Thaddeus, he would say that the pot got sweetened in the ensuing months, and that was the reason that he changed his position. And maybe it is, but it's awfully curious that $100,000 went to his brother, who we have seen in the last 10 months. There's a pattern of the brother being a recipient of money. There's two instances that we know of the brother in very dubious circumstances writing big dollar checks to Joe Biden, which are called, you know, loan repayments, but they don't seem to be supporting documents. But there's clearly not enough evidence there to say they bribed him to change his votes. But that obviously is the question.
The headline caught my attention on Sunday when I first read it, Andy. James Biden's deal making caught on FBI tapes in unrelated bribery probe. The FBI tapes. Does that suggest that the FBI had to be the source on this? Would they run with that speculation?
I don't think so, John. I think the way I remember the story, the Washington Post writer who you described,
Michael Cranish, yes.
Yeah, he used a lot of the research that had been done on this previously, which included an investigation, a journalistic investigation into the corruption in Mississippi, where they had a big file of stuff that archive of stuff that had never been exploited by the media before, including some FBI recordings that were relevant to the investigation. Now, we should flash forward just so people understand what I'm saying. In 2008, when this same cabal of characters around Dickie Scruggs was about to launch a business with Jim and Sarah Biden, that apparently was also going to include participation of Hunter Biden, they were simultaneously bribing a Mississippi state judge who became an FBI informant. And the thing that scuttled that business relationship was the fact that the case got revealed and these guys all ended up going to jail. Not Jim Biden, who was not implicated in this plot. The intriguing thing for him is that it was going on at the same – his negotiation to start this business firm was happening at the same time that the people involved in the firm were bribing the judge, which is somewhat embarrassing, but doesn't mean that he committed a crime. I'm not aware of any evidence that ties him to the judicial bribery. But the reason they had the FBI tapes was because this other guy who had written a book about Dickie Scruggs and done a lot of work on on this stuff, actually had this material in the archive. And because the FBI had a wiretap on a guy named Balducci, who was one of the main people involved here, they picked up conversations between Balducci and Biden, because the negotiation to start the firm was happening at the same time as the bribery plot.
Andrew McCarthy explaining a story that is deeper than I suspected when I first read it. My goodness, Andy, that's a long way around to publish a 25-year-old story. However, your observation, Thaddeus, you have a quick question. We'll turn to the other matter.
On the quid pro quo, Andy, it does not just require Joe Biden to receive money himself. The quid pro quo could have been the brother receiving the money in exchange for flipping your vote, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, the Supreme Court's made these kinds of corruption cases very difficult to prove. In the McDonald case, they say that you have to pay somebody for an official act of government, and then there has to be a tie between the benefit and the official act. Now, I think a vote by a member of the Senate would qualify, but this, you know, as the Bidens point out, this deal never happened. This tobacco settlement never actually came to pass on the federal level.
So being a flip-flopper is a valid defense.
I think in this instance, given the peculiar facts, it's probably true.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCarter, American Greatness. We turn now to 2023 and 2024 and the prospect of a candidate for the presidency appearing in federal court being prosecuted for violation of Section 1512, which is entitled in the federal code, tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.